Hello and welcome to Just Needs, a podcast where we talk about parenting children with disabilities. I'm your host, Christina Kozik. I too am a parent of a child with a disability, and let me just say, I'm so glad you're here. On this podcast, we talk about everything from receiving a new diagnosis to transitioning your older child out of school and beyond. This podcast is a project of Exceptional Lives, a nonprofit organization that supports families like yours. You can learn more about Exceptional Lives at our website, www.exceptionallives.org. We are hearing a lot about mental health, especially in May, since it's Mental Health Awareness Month. But what is mental health really? According to mentalhealth.gov, mental health includes our emotional, psychological, and social well-being. It affects how we think, feel, and act. It also helps determine how we handle stress, relate to others, and make choices. Mental health is important at every single stage of life, from childhood to adolescence through adulthood. Mental health is a part of all of our lives. Positive mental health allows us to cope with the stresses of life, including parenting. It allows us to work productively and make meaningful contributions to our communities. Positive mental health allows us to do so many things daily. We know we can and we should do things to help take care of ourselves emotionally, psychologically, or socially, but we aren't always sure how. Sometimes changes we make are enough, like saying no to helping at your child's school when you already have a full schedule. Sometimes, though, the changes aren't enough and we need more. Mental health is not a separate part of our lives. It's woven throughout our lives. It's impacted by our biology, our life's experiences, and sometimes even our family history. Mental health problems are common and help is available. As parents, sometimes we fall into the trap of thinking that a constant state of stress, isolation, or exhaustion is normal. I remember the first time I told my friend about how I spent day after day in my bedroom with my son over his Christmas break because I was struggling with seasonal depression and I just couldn't leave my bed. It seemed very normal to me until I saw her reaction. We can take care of our physical bodies with exercise and nutrition and doctor visits. We get medicine when we have an infection or an injury. So let's make sure that we take care of our mental health too. In times of stress, no matter the root, talk to your doctor or call a counselor, seek more support, and know that you are not weak for doing so. You're strong for recognizing that you need it, not only for you, but for your family. Caring for a child with a disability can be a fulfilling experience, but it can also be challenging and stressful. Caregivers and parents sometimes forget to take care of themselves as much as we take care of our children. I want to give you 4 tips on what you can do when you're feeling overwhelmed and need help. 1, take a break when you need it. You can't run on empty. I know for me, when I'm exhausted or overwhelmed and I don't attend to that, I end up yelling at my son. One thing that helps me is to take a 5-minute break in my bedroom alone. This usually helps me pull myself back together. 2 is reach out to others when you need help. I've had friends bring me frozen meals when they knew I needed help. I've ordered pizza for friends when I knew they were overwhelmed. For so many of us, it's hard to ask for help when we need it. But if you wouldn't think twice about helping a friend who needed it, maybe you can let them do the same for you. Our communities can't help us if they don't know we need help. 3, don't drift away from your community. It's easy to not answer the phone or reply to text when you're exhausted, but that communication with another parent may be just what you need. One colleague shared with me that her and her friends have this understanding where one of them can text pep talk to the others, and then everyone starts sending back kind words or silly jokes and memes. It takes almost nothing to send out that bat signal, but the responses are such a pick-me-up every time. Last, 4, is look for counseling services if you need them. Some of your child services may include counseling and support for parents. Just ask. If they don't, they'll likely be able to refer you to someone that can help. I want to leave you with this. Parenthood is a roller coaster, and we're all on this ride together. Asking for help is not selfish. Prioritizing your mental and physical health is not selfish. It's good for you, and it's also good for your children. You've got this, and we've got you. This podcast was written by Julie McIsaac, PhD, Learning and Mental Health Consultant, and presented by me, Christina Kozik, for Exceptional Lives. You can subscribe and follow the podcast on our website, www.exceptionallives.org/justneedspodcast. Our website has blogs, guides, upcoming events, and a resource directory for Louisiana and Massachusetts. We'd love for you to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Exceptional Lives. If you've enjoyed this episode, please let us know by leaving a 5-star rating or review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening.